China's foreign minister was in Singapore today for a six-party meeting on North Korea's nuclear program. The meeting included face-to-face talks between U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her North Korean counterpart. That's the highest-level contact between the United States and North Korea in years. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Singapore for the talks. And Jonathan, these aren't actually negotiations per se, are they? Describe the scene at these talks.
This is an annual summit. It's actually the Southeast Asian summit, but because all the regional powers are invited, it is the one arena in which you get the Americans, the Russians, the North Koreans, the Chinese, Indians, all the big powers together. Now, in previous years, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has chosen not to come to this summit, which has actually miffed a lot of people here. It was important that she was here for this meeting. It was not a negotiation. It was the first gathering of the six foreign ministers who are parties to the talks on North Korea's nuclear program. And they met for about an hour in a large hotel ballroom, a rather grand one, in comfy armchairs, and delivered well-rehearsed positions about North Korea's program, the U.S. stressing again the need for credible verification that North Korea really is dismantling its nuclear weapons program. But the atmosphere was good, and Secretary Rice took great pains to emphasize this. She was smiling. She shook hands twice with Park Wee-chun, her North Korean counterpart, and I think it was a very important symbolic gesture of confidence in this process. And of course, you know, there's no surprise the U.S. administration would like a foreign policy achievement before the end of its term. And the North Koreans appear interested at this stage in getting concessions out of the Americans. So everyone wants to move forward.
Right. And aside from the fact that Condoleezza Rice is there, what is the headline?
I think the symbolism is the most important aspect of it. This is the kind of dancing that you have with North Korea that takes a long time. So a meeting like this is very much to say we are sending our most senior representatives yet to be with each other and express confidence in this process. And that actually matters. It is a sign that things have changed. You couldn't have imagined a U.S. Secretary of State having this kind of meeting with her North Korean counterpart just a few years ago.
With this kind of dancing, as you put it, though, I mean, how serious is North Korea that they're going to make big changes as opposed to sort of small incremental ones and maybe back off at some point down the road?
Well, of course, you simply never know when you're dealing with North Korea. The language sounded good today. The North Koreans said they really want this process to work. But the reality is you have to treat every incremental step in this process with the North Koreans as an immense negotiation on its own. There are many people who believe that Kim Jong-il will simply never want to give up his trump card, his nuclear weapons program. I think one thing's for certain, although the news is encouraging right now, the actual credible verification will take many months and almost certainly last through into the next U.S. administration.
Surely the next administration in Washington is going to pick up this process. Do you think that the negotiations, the talks are now firmly entrenched to the point where a new administration will be in a good position to get real concessions from North Korea?
Nobody can know that, given the past record we have of the North Koreans going along with the process a long way and then suddenly retreating. And that is the problem with this process. There is understandable skepticism about North Korea, but a fair bit of skepticism, too, about the way in which the Bush administration has done this about turn. With all the problems it's got dealing with Iran right now, in North Korea, it seems it's one of the few places it can get what looks like a foreign policy achievement. And it's only got 6 months left to do it. This is Condoleezza Rice's and her last travels as Secretary of State. And so there is the impression among many people that the U.S. is willing to talk this process up for now more positively than it would in order to get a semblance of progress that they can report back, that President Bush can leave with this achievement, but that there'll be an awful lot of loopholes left behind to deal with. But in fact, that is a reality you're going to get dealing with the North Koreans anyway. This process is going to go on for a very long time. Nobody knows how the North Korean regime is going to evolve, how it's going to collapse, which people assume it will eventually. And that is an enormous challenge that will face whichever administration takes over, regardless of what this administration in Washington manages to do in the next 6 months.
The BBC's Jonathan Head at the six-party talks on North Korea in Singapore. Good to hear from you, Jonathan. Thank you.
Thank you.